Good morning, and welcome to Day 7 of Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today, we're going to talk about procrastination. That's right, everybody hates procrastinating. It's a problem that most people deal with at some point in their lives. Now, the way to beat procrastination, although there are many different schools of thought on this, the main way to beat procrastination is to have a really good reason why you want to achieve your goal. So if you have procrastinated in the past around purchasing healthy foods or going to the gym and exercising, if you procrastinated on that, it may just be because you have not had a strong enough why, a strong enough reason to get healthier. So one way to beat procrastination is to build your resolve and strengthen your why. A few lessons earlier on in our 30-day quick start plan were designed to help you strengthen your why right from the start. So, visualizing your success, associating pleasure with achieving your goal, affirmations and getting your subconscious mind on your side are all designed to strengthen your why. Another way you can do this is to create a list of all the reasons that you want to achieve your goal. So if you want to get healthier and lose weight, get out a sheet of paper and write down every reason you can think of why you want to lose weight. You can do everything from you'll have more energy, you'll look better, you'll feel better, you'll inspire others to lose weight. All these different things will help you strengthen your why. Okay? As you do that, as your why gets stronger, the ability for procrastination to get in the way will lessen. So if you have a really strong why, you'll procrastinate less. People with really big dreams and really big goals and really big reasons why they want to achieve them rarely procrastinate because they have a whole bunch of reasons and very strong reasons why they want to achieve that goal. So today, that's what I'd like you to do. Create a list of all of your whys that you want to achieve your goal. Write them down, and that will help you beat procrastination. Okay? Now, all that said, sometimes when people procrastinate, they have a strong enough why, but it's just really hard for them to get started. Okay? So I'll give you an example. I try to go to the gym and work out around 4 or 5 days a week. But some days, I just don't want to go for whatever reason. I like to work out early in the morning, but sometimes I have trouble getting out of bed and getting to the gym and getting motivated to get there. So sometimes what you need to do is to just get started. I'll say that I'm just going to put on my gym clothes. And once I do that, I'm more likely to walk out the door and go to the gym. Other days, I'll tell myself, okay, I'm going to get my gym clothes on. I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to go to the gym. And even if I don't do anything, I'm at least going to go there and maybe I'll get the energy once I'm there to work out. So sometimes what you need to do is just get started. What I found is whenever I do that, whenever I put my gym clothes on, whenever I just get to the gym, 9 times out of 10, I end up working out and getting a great workout. It's happened a couple times over years, so it doesn't happen often, where I get to the gym or I put on my clothes and I say, you know what, I still don't feel like doing it. And you know what? As long as that's the exception and it doesn't happen all the time, for me, you know, maybe once a year it happens, that's not a big deal. But if you're procrastinating and it's an ongoing problem, sometimes you just need to get started. So let's say if you want to work on your house and you want to improve your house and clean up your house, just go to the store and start buying some paintbrushes or buying some tools that you can help, that will help you clean up your house. If you want to work out, maybe just go buy some new workout clothes or just get to the gym. If you want to eat better, maybe just go buy some healthier foods or start cleaning out your cupboards. Whatever your goal is, just get started on it. Do that. Also strengthen your why, and you'll be well on your way to beating procrastination. So that's your homework for today. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. We will see you tomorrow on Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy with Inspire.com, and we will see you next time.